Now, when we start out, we mean well. We want to follow God in every way and in every category. But then, you know, the same desire to follow God, it would when it was time for me to follow Him and obey Him and things that I didn't, that was new to me, it took me by surprise. I felt inadequate. I didn't know how to judge it. But I still wanted to be a blessing. But without the intelligence, it looked weird to me. But it came from the Lord. And you know, in the Lord, He showed me, He had to deal with me. He had to school me and teach me what He needed me to know. And I had to cooperate. Now, this is why I said that. When we first start out, we trust God as we know Him. But then as we get to know Him, we still have to trust God in line with His word and in line with His character and in line with what He's saying, because He's right. Out of all the things God ever did, He and taught me, everything He said was right. It was perfect. Sometimes I just didn't see it. I didn't have a full picture. It was perfect. It was wise. It was holy. And it was all based on His love. And all three together is life. And I said, if I ignore this to stay normal, I'm going to miss something. And that's true. I'm going to have to. But I had a vow that I would obey Him. So times that I would have been more reluctant to obey Him, I made myself obey Him. And because of that, I'm so thankful that I continued, because now I can see what I never saw before. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I learned things that I really didn't know. Now, I said all that to say this: when you can love God, you can say, "Lord, save me through," and you know, just like I did. I said, "Lord, please save me. I believe on Jesus that He's my Lord and my Savior. And forgive me of all my sin." And I knew He would do it. He was just waiting on me. And I asked Him to save me just like that. I said, I believe that Jesus washed my sins away in His blood and He rose to justify me. I said, I believe that and I receive salvation. I said, please save me through Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And I felt like a brand new man. And all I wanted to do was love Him and love His people. I had no skills. All I had was a new spirit desiring to do right. But time happened. Over time, the Lord, I was a student. I was always learning things I needed to know. But the day I made a vow was so similar to what happened to Jacob. In Genesis chapter 28, I'm going to skip a few verses. Isaac sent Jacob to Paddan Ram to marry, to find a wife, because he didn't want his son marrying the women of Canaan land. And the Lord appeared to him. Now watch what happened. I'm going to start where... we're out of time. And this is when Jacob was at the ladder. Jacob went out from Beersheba, went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in these and thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. Same thing He told Abraham. So, and behold, I am with thee to keep thee in all places wherever thou goest, and will bring thee again to this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillars. The stones that he put for his pillars, set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of it, of that city at first, was called Luz. And Jacob vowed a vow. This is what I was getting to, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way, I will go and I will give and will give me bread. That I will. I, let me read it again. Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Now, he made a vow. Now he's anchored in. When the Lord taught me something in business, and I knew it would work. I could tell, I could judge that it would work. I said, Lord, you knew I needed to know this a long time ago. After a few minutes, I walked away from the spot that he gave me the answer. I said, wait a minute. Lord, you knew that I knew I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you show me, you know, months ahead of time? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. And I said, you know, God's got, it just dawned on me. I said, God know what he's doing. He got my back. I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you whether I love it or not. I'm going to trust you and I'm going to obey you and I'm going to do whatever you say. And that vow still stands. Now, sometimes we know to trust God, but guess what? What if you trust him? You know it's going to be good. You know he's got your back. And now you trust him and you're dedicated, not just because you're supposed to, like with the vow. Years ago, I would obey him because of the vow. Now, after all the things that have happened and the things he clued me in on and the intelligence he gave me, and I see the need of it. It's a desperate need of it, too. I dedicate myself to doing what he said do. I want to do it. It's like giving me a chest full of diamonds when God give me something to do. I want to get in on it. I want to do it. I have the zeal, the balance of wisdom, the balance of holiness. I do it because of love. And I will contend for it. I won't let Satan stop me. I won't let the discouragement of others stop me. I'm focused in on what God is doing. I'm focused on the Lord, and I'll do it exactly like he say, for it to all work. With the intelligence he gave me, I could make a mess if I do it aside from his guidance. I have to do exactly like he say. I have to do the protocols that he gave. I don't improve them. I don't try to improve the protocols that God gave me. I try to perform the protocols God gave me. And I ask him to help me do it. Now, I got some fail safes. One of them is I will do all that's in his heart. I will do all that's in his heart. I talk about that a lot. And also, I don't want to be distracted. Satan is very slick. He's an oily politician. He can make himself look right. I say everything of Satan got to go. All of his lies, his good looks, his influence, the influence of others, it's got to go. Because Satan don't come to you looking like a dragon, you wouldn't trust him. He come to you looking like an angel. That's why I say his good looks. He make himself look good. He make whatever he's doing seem desirable from a certain point of view. So, and like I said in yesterday's broadcast, we're really not, he outclasses us toe-to-toe. But we have to conquer him through Christ. So I say everything of Satan got to go. I set my heart to follow only God. And then I have a new confession that I like to make. No doubt can exist in my being. No doubt can exist in my body, in my being. And I mean spirit, soul, and body when I say being. See, Canaan, the Hebrews were supposed to drive out the Canaanites. Well, that's how I drive out the residue of the world. The residue of the world, if you walk through a bubble, you're going to have residue on you. If you walk through the rain, you're going to have residue on you when you go in your dry house. To get rid of contaminants that I may not have had the wisdom to drive out, I shotgun by saying, no doubt can exist in my body. No fear can exist in my body, in my being. No unbelief. That way my faith is unhindered and it'll work. And I depend on the Lord to show me. But keep with all that said, keep watching Jesus and you'll continue to walk on water, because whatever God told you to do, it's probably easier to walk on water than actually pull off what God has given you to do. But you got to do it. The reason I said that, you know, you can't walk on water. You're not designed to walk on water. But Peter did it because he was looking at Jesus. We were born in this sloppy world. How can we serve a holy God unless we be born again and cooperate with him and determined to cooperate with him? In other words, be a believing believer. You have to pull it off. What the ministry God gave you is much easier to walk on water than to complete it. So only way I can pull this off and give the intelligence where I'm supposed to is to look at him and do the protocols that he gave. Don't try to improve it. Perform the protocols of God. And that's something that we have to do. When intelligence is a secret, keep receiving. Keep doing what you're supposed to do. God is taking you somewhere. He's taking you to a point where you can deliver it. Now, what good is it to be a vessel and you can't deliver what God gave? That means my life has to be protected. So I say no weapon for, I can quote Psalm 91 over my house. But I also protect my family and my friends and my loved ones so the enemy can't hinder them to get to me. If you're doing something for God, it's impossible in the first place, but it's not impossible if you watch God and do the protocols. And for this, you know, Jacob made a vow and he kept it because he became faithful to it. He heard about what happened to Abraham and Isaac. He knew their stories, but now it's down to him. But he said, if you'll do these things, then you're going to be my Lord. He made a vow. And then he built stones of covenant. So we have to do the same thing. We do it the way we do it. But you have to get the job. In order to fulfill what God has given you to do, you have to watch him and you have to receive everything he's given you, because that's what it's going to take. I can't stop learning and pull it off. I can't do something else and finish. I can't improve and finish. I have to do precisely what God gives. Unhindered. And you can do that with your voice, with your word. That's why God gave us authority. Now I'm way out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord, who does a lot with a fraction of one.